Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Okay, let's try and unpack this. We've gone through the sources, and what really jumps out is this kind of dual challenge marketers are facing. You've got the day-to-day, keeping the lights on, right? But then there's this huge, complex AI shift happening simultaneously. We think this is pretty essential listening because, honestly, the rule book for getting seen and making content, it feels like it changed overnight.
That's exactly right. And if you boil down what the sources are saying, it really comes down to maybe three key pressures you need to grapple with right now. First, there's this almost existential threat that AI search poses to your traditional brand visibility. How people find you is changing. Second, we're seeing some really surprising, sometimes frankly weird, creative uses of AI in advertising, new kinds of campaigns. And third, there's this really tricky tightrope walk around legal issues and authenticity. Get it wrong, and you could face serious backlash.
Okay, let's start with that existential threat, because yeah, that sounds pretty seismic. The core idea, as I understand it, is that these new AI search tools, the virtual assistants, they aren't just pointing users to websites anymore. They're summarizing the info, giving the answer directly. You ask a question, you get the answer. Boom. No click needed.
Exactly. The source material, the brand behind it, kind of vanishes from the user's journey. And we're seeing hard data that proves this isn't just theory. It's happening right now. Aris did some research. They found Google's AI overviews led to a 34.5% lower click-through rate for the page ranking number one organically.
Whoa, hang on. 34.5%. So the absolute best result, the page you've probably poured resources into optimizing, loses over a third of its clicks just because an AI bot summarized it. If you're budgeting for SEO based on old CTR numbers, well, your forecast is suddenly way off.
Way off. And it's not just a blip. If you look at Gartner's projections, they think this erosion is only going to speed up. They estimate that by 2026, which isn't that far away, traditional search engine volume, down 25%.
A quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. Because people will be getting their answers from AI chatbots, virtual agents, that sort of thing.
So the old playbook, chasing rankings, optimizing for clicks, running those standard campaigns, it's just not enough anymore. It really forces a strategic rethink. You can't bank on being the top link if fewer people are even clicking links.
Right. It means marketers have to redefine what visibility even means in this new world. And interestingly, the sources point to two key strategies emerging. And what's fascinating is both seem to prioritize the human element over purely technical SEO. Strategy number one is leaning heavily into trusted influencers. The thinking is AI systems seem to give weight to content from recognized trusted experts. No attributable sources. Why? Well, the AI needs reliable info to base its summaries on to avoid making things up. And this actually mirrors what we see with users, especially younger ones. They're already kind of bypassing Google sometimes and going straight to trusted people on social media for recommendations.
Okay, that's interesting. So the AI is sort of learning to value what humans already value, a credible recommendation from a person. But wait, isn't relying on influencers just swapping one opaque system, the search algorithm, for another, like the social media algorithm? Is it just shifting the problem?
That's a fair question. But there seems to be a difference in why the AI values it. It's looking for signals of genuine third-party endorsement, stuff that looks authentic. So for brands, the actionable takeaway seems to be about building real long-term relationships with these influencers. Open communication, authentic endorsements, that's the stuff the AI is more likely to pick up and see as credible.
Right. Authenticity as an AI signal. Got it. Yeah. What's strategy two?
Strategy two is all about user-generated content, or UGC. The idea here is that AI algorithms are looking at your entire online presence. Reviews, testimonials, social posts, forum discussions, everything. It's building a holistic picture of your brand's reputation. So the more positive organic chatter there is about you, the better.
So it's less about optimizing a single page and more about cultivating your overall digital reputation. Like your whole footprint is your new SEO.
That's a great way to put it. It absolutely is. Which means things like actively monitoring your online rep, managing reviews, that becomes way more critical. You might need to actively encourage customers to share their experiences, maybe offer a small incentive, or work with those specialized UGC creators who know how to spark that organic conversation.
Okay, so influencers and UGC. What really strikes me here, the common thread, it's this return to prioritizing real human connection and authentic content. Almost like that's a defense against AI making you invisible.
Yeah, trust becomes the currency.
Yeah.
Human-driven content is the new ranking factor, in a way.
All right, so that's the visibility challenge. Let's switch gears now to the creative side. Because while visibility is maybe shrinking in old channels, AI is also causing this explosion in creative possibilities, right? We're seeing these new ad-making tools, like from Amazon Ads, Universal Ads. They're putting generative AI into the hands of, well, almost anyone, which likely means our connected TV, our social feeds, retail media. They're about to get flooded with AI-generated ads. Let's look at the top five examples the source has highlighted. What's actually working?
Yeah, let's do it. Starting at number five, there's ESW and Shopify. They tackled a pretty dry subject, international shipping logistics, and made a global AI campaign around it. How? They used AI-generated pets, specifically a talking corgi, made the whole complex topic feel playful and accessible. Shows how AI can nail that sort of engaging character work.
A talking corgi for logistics. Okay, definitely more memorable than a PowerPoint slide.
Right. Then at number four, Monday.com. They actually developed their ad in-house. It was a parody of that 80s song, you know, I've Had the Time of My Life, but retitled AI, I've Had the Time of My Life. It featured their llama mascot basically taking over office tasks, but in a funny way. It was smart because it directly addressed that worker anxiety, the sort of skepticism about AI, using AI speed to comment on AI itself.
Clever. Using the tool to talk about the tool. What's number three?
Number three is Pencil, part of Brand Tech Group. For a co-founder's birthday, they made this AI video riffing on the movie Alien. You know, the chest burster scene.
Oh, yeah. Please don't say.
Well, instead of the alien, a creature bursts out holding a birthday cake.
Okay. Slightly less terrifying.
Maybe slightly.
Yeah.
But the really stunning part, technically, was the opening shot. This incredibly rendered pencil-shaped spaceship floating in space just shows the visual power for really niche high-concept stuff done fast.
Gotcha. High-concept visuals on demand. What's number two?
Number two really speaks to how widespread these tools are becoming. It's about Amazon Ads and Universal Ads. Amazon updated its creative studio. Now, even someone with basically no design skills can take a product shot and just by typing a prompt, put it in some crazy location, like a model wearing your jacket standing on a remote mountain peak, instantly.
Yeah.
And Comcast's Universal Ads launched their own AI video generator, too.
Yeah.
It just signals that this kind of hyper-personalized, maybe slightly weird, AI video ad, it's going to be everywhere. Your streaming breaks are going to look different.
Okay, personalized ads on steroids. And finally, number one.
Number one comes from El Pollo Loco. They did this social media campaign with an AI-generated Chihuahua chef. The little Chihuahua was shown, like, expertly wielding a knife, squeezing a lime. Yeah. And the key thing was, it tapped into that weirdly popular AI ASMR.
Ray, ASMR, explain that.
Yeah, it's this trend of AI videos with really exaggerated, crisp sounds. So you'd hear the slice of the chicken, the squish of the avocado, perfectly synced to the AI visuals. What's impressive is how fast El Pollo Loco jumped on that very specific kind of fleeting internet trend using AI's agility. Doing that with traditional animation would have taken ages.
The speed is definitely a theme here, but that speed, that ease, it leads us right into the thorny stuff, doesn't it? The risks. Because the sources are clear. While generative AI is great for the process, drafting, brainstorming, speeding things up, a lot of marketers are hesitant, really hesitant about using it for the final product, especially if it involves showing people.
Absolutely. The biggest worry is reputational risk. It's that uncanny valley feeling, or what people are starting to call the AI sheen, that slightly off synthetic look.
Yeah.
It creates this dissonance for the viewer, and they might immediately distrust it, or worse, feel like it's deceptive, like false advertising.
Right. It just feels fake.
Exactly. And some brands are being quite deliberate about this, like Liquid Death. They apparently use AI for back-end stuff, coding, automation, things the customer doesn't see, but for their actual creative. They stick to analog methods unless the idea itself is about AI. They want that human touch.
And what about consumer reaction, particularly younger audiences?
Yeah. The pushback, especially from Gen Z, seems very real, according to the sources. Columbia Sportswear, for example, mentioned their social listening shows. Gen Z rejects AI-generated content more than any other group.
Wow.
They seem to actively prefer authenticity. They're calling the flood of AI stuff AI slop. They don't want it.
AI slop. That's evocative.
It is. And we've seen brands get burned. Remember the Guess ad in Vogue? Or J. Crew's images for their Vans collection. They had to label them digital art. Even Coca-Cola got some flack for using generative AI in a holiday ad. The public notices, and sometimes they don't like it.
Okay, so there's the consumer perception risk. What about the legal risk? You mentioned a tightrope walk earlier.
Yeah, the legal side is, frankly, a mess right now. It's like this game of hot potato over who's liable if an AI creates something that infringes on copyright.
Because the AI learned from copyrighted material.
Precisely. The law just hasn't caught up. And we're seeing major lawsuits already. Disney, Warner Bros., NBC Universal, they're suing an AI company called Minimax over alleged copyright infringement. The New York Times and other publishers are suing OpenAI, arguing their articles were used without permission to train ChatGPT. It's a huge, unresolved question.
So if you're a CMO, your legal team is probably on speed dial right now.
They should be. Because the liability is so unclear, what often happens is agencies push the risk onto the client or onto a production company through indemnification clauses in contracts, basically saying, if we get sued over this AI asset, you pay.
Yikes. Nobody wants to hold that hot potato.
Exactly. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are ways to navigate this carefully. Popeyes did an interesting thing. They released an AI-generated diss track this summer. Fun idea. But crucially, first, they clearly labeled it as AI-generated on social media. Transparency. Second, they worked closely with legal to make sure every element, the lyrics, any visual likenesses, the music was original and fully cleared before release. No copyright ambiguity.
So they owned the process, owned the attribution, and were upfront about the tool. That seems key.
It really is. It highlights the core tension we're seeing.
Which is?
AI can add enormous value to the creative process. Ideation, drafting, efficiency gains fantastic. But when it comes to the final output, especially anything depicting people or aiming for genuine emotional connection, that human craft, that authenticity, it's still non-negotiable for building brand trust.
Right. Get too synthetic, too AI slut pie, and you risk alienating the very audience you're trying to reach, especially Gen Z. Okay, let's try and wrap this up. Based on everything we've discussed, what are the main takeaways for you, the listener, as you think about your 2025 strategy? First, it seems clear. AI search is fundamentally changing visibility. Old school SEO metrics, they're becoming less reliable as AI summaries take over.
Second, the new ranking factors, if you will, seem to be human-driven. Authentic influencer content, genuine user-generated content, that's what AI algorithms appear to be looking for as signals of trust and relevance.
And third, jumping into generative AI for customer-facing campaigns requires extreme caution. You absolutely need that rigorous legal check and, just as importantly, an authenticity filter. Is this going to build trust or feel like AI slop?
Yeah, and connecting that to the bigger picture for marketing leaders, you have to engineer your way through these pressures. It means smart resource allocation, probably developing new kinds of talent on your team, rethinking your operational workflows and MarTech stack. You've got to embrace these powerful new tools, but do it in a way that enhances productivity without eroding that crucial consumer trust. It's a balancing act.
Definitely a balancing act. So we'll leave you with this final thought to consider. We know these AI ad creation tools are becoming ubiquitous. They're going to be everywhere. We also know that younger consumers in particular are wary of or even actively reject AI slop. So the provocative question is, looking ahead to 2025, what specific measurable percentage of your campaign budget are you going to intentionally reserve for non-AI generated human crafted content? The stuff designed specifically to build that irreplaceable brand trust and cut through the synthesized noise. Where are you placing your bets for long-term connection? Something to think about.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.